Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Hasan Minhaj.
It's night three for me behind the desk, and I gotta say, it's been so great this week catching up with old friends and also Ronnie Chang. But we've got a great show for you tonight, so let's get into headlines. Let's start off with McDonald's, the only thing that's invaded more countries than America.
Some McDonald's franchisees are pushing back against a new corporate ad campaign called Famous Orders, which lets famous people like Cardi B create new menu items. Some restaurant owners worry the Cardi B promotion is not compatible with McDonald's decades-long history as a family-friendly restaurant. One franchisee in San Jose who's participating said, you know, the fact that we can't talk about the song that we're objecting to because we can't use the title...
Says something.
Whoa, hold on. Do these guys have a problem with WAP? Because you know every burger comes with wet-ass pickles. This is a normal thing. Don't take the moral high ground. Not to mention, Mickey D's, one of your mascots is a burglar, and the other one is a purple butt plug. And you're worried about Cardi B? All right, let's move on to our big story tonight. The train derailment in East Palestine. Yeah, sad, very sad. But today, a bipartisan group of senators introduced safety legislation to, you know, actually try to solve the problem, which is so refreshing because for the past 3 weeks, all we've heard is pundits and politicians playing the blame game.
But where's President Biden? Instead of going to Ohio, President Biden is heading home to Delaware to relax after his big Ukraine trip.
We're here because of all of the deregulation of the train industry during the Trump administration.
Joe Biden will probably never visit. You know, he doesn't seem to care what's happening in Ohio.
Pete Buttigieg is a disgrace.
It was him. It was Donald Trump and his administration.
I think the people in East Palestine, Ohio, should put Ukraine flags in their yard and maybe Biden would pay attention.
Okay, all of you shut up. Wait. This feels like watching your parents fight in the kitchen and they're both being idiots for different reasons. Listen, Republicans, listen to me. You guys love deregulation, but suddenly you now care about rail safety? A little ironic. Also, you really think Joe Biden taking a tragedy selfie would make the situation any better? Democrats, listen to me. As of now, March 1st, there is zero indication that Trump's policies caused this whole derailment. So you cannot touchdown dance. But also, what the f*** are you guys doing? How do you fumble the optics game every time? Why didn't you send Joe Biden to take a tragedy selfie? Even a moron like Donald Trump managed to do it. Trump pulled up to McDonald's and started handing out hats and Happy Meals. Democrats, you waited 3 weeks and you sent Pete Buttigieg dressed like Bob the Builder? He's the 12th man on your depth chart. Send Kamala. What the f*** is Kamala doing? We want to see her. Just for proof of life. Kamala, take an Instagram reel of you feeding an Appalachian kid, okay? Easy. Now, here's the real issue. Nobody should be trying to win a train derailment, okay? We had about 5 seconds of empathy before this whole thing turned into another partisan prize fight. It's almost like everyone in politics and the media said, hey, how will people have empathy if we don't tell them who to blame? You know, you don't always have to find a villain because the truth is much like me. It's not always black and white. For more on the partisan fallout from train derailment, let's turn to Dulce Sloan. Dulce! Listen.
Hi.
Hi. Dulce. Dulce Sloan. They love you.
Sup, loser? Hi, friend.
Yeah. But don't you think the whole blame game is just terrible?
Actually, I don't think it's gone far enough. There's a lot more blame to go around. People are blaming Democrats and Republicans, but we're not blaming the real villain.
You're so right. It's our own inability to empathize.
No, dumb. We gotta blame these trains.
What? Wait, what?
Thomas and the rest of them mother.
Thomas the
train. We don't need them. Listen, a train is just a bus that goes less places. Good. It's just a bunch of little cars sniffing each other's butts.
That is a horrifying image.
Absolutely is.
But you can't just blame trains as a whole.
Yes, I can. I also blame the inventor, British engineer George Stephenson. You think you can get away with this? George? Inventing the locomotive in 1804? No, sir! Okay? We are digging your ass up and kicking it all over the cemetery, all right? Revenge for Ohio! Oh, revenge!
Wait, what is going on? Dulce, you are reaching here to find anyone to blame.
Oh, you get it awfully defensive, Hassan.
No, I'm not.
Maybe you had something to do with this. Where were you when the derailment happened, Mr. Lenhoff?
I was doing comedy.
Doing comedy. Uh-huh. You were somewhere making people laugh with the ha-has and the jokes. Can you believe this man? He was making jokes at a time of national tragedy. How dare you?
What the heck?
Is that why you came here? Hassan, don't be shy.
What?
Listen, I want everybody to acknowledge that this brown man.
Oh, my God.
This Muslim man. This brown Muslim man.
Oh, my God.
Is responsible for that drain jumping off the tracks like a hot potato.
No, I'm not.
Yes, he is. Everyone, boo Hassan. Come on.
What is going on? No. What are you doing? Stop it. Did you DM Ronnie? Stop it. Stop.
Of course, this is Ronnie.
You're doing this right now.
Yes.
You're getting everybody worked up. This is how the whole thing works.
Yes.
The media machine, you're smelling blood, and you're getting them to pounce on me.
Boo. Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
Because. Blaming feels great. It's the best way to solve any problem. See, when you blame someone, you don't have to take any action. There's no need to reflect. You simply ask the question, who's responsible? Whose fault is this? And it doesn't matter who it is, because the important thing is, it ain't me. Hassan, apologize. Don't you want Hassan to apologize? Apologize to the good people, the American people, about derailing a train in Ohio.
Okay, America, I'm sorry for
being responsible for the train derailment in East Palestine?
I don't know. It felt forced.
It was forced.
And that's the problem, because you need to take responsibility.
Okay, you know what? Thank you so much, Dulce. Fine. I take responsibility. All right. When we come back, I'm going to finally solve my Twitter addiction, so don't go away.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. Tonight, I want to share something that's been on my mind. Let me ask you guys a question. Who here is on Twitter? Okay. That's too many people. The guy who said no, that's a normal person right there. I trust you. Now, by now, you probably know Elon Musk recently bought Twitter for $44 billion. Wow. Yeah, and since Elon's takeover, all I see on Twitter is, Twitter sucks. We should leave Twitter. Elon ruined Twitter. But here's the thing, guys. Elon didn't make Twitter terrible. Twitter has been terrible for years. Because of us. Nah, you can't dunk on Elon. It's us. Twitter is the shittiest platform on planet Earth. It's worse than Tinder, and Tinder gives you genital herpes, okay? But as bad as it gets, no one ever leaves. Oh, but husband, I can't leave Twitter. It's the digital town square. No, it's not. Twitter is not a town square. It's Times Square. Have you been to Times Square? It's f***ing terrifying. You got the M&M store, Mexican Elmo, a guy masturbating, ads for DraftKings.com. I'm like, can someone just stab me in the eye and take me out of this hell? Oh, but husband, we have to be a part of the discourse. This is a place for discourse. Fine. Let's talk about the discourse. Has Twitter ever changed anyone's mind on anything? Is someone like, you know, I used to think canceling student debt was a bad idea, but it makes a lot more sense with hand clap emojis. Oh, you think we're gonna convince Florida's government to stop banning books with a thread? Here's a thread. They've already made it pretty clear. They're not big on reading. But Hassan,
I said, no, no, I can't leave Twitter. Everybody's on Twitter. No, they're not. Only a small minority of dorks even use Twitter. Yeah, by the way, and only 10% of those dorks create 80% of the content. It's a minority of a minority. There are more country music stars named Luke than people who tweet. It just feels like everyone's on it because the news media is on it. So journalists see three people tweet about something and they're like, everybody's talking about this. Who the f*** is everybody? Ballsack 79 is everybody? But they go, quote tweet, quote tweet, quote tweet, of this, but this was nothing. This was not discourse. This was three people. Okay, now, to the people that gave it up, that were like, I use Twitter. I'll give you this. Twitter has been helpful for boosting the Me Too movement and spotlighting police brutality. But it has to be used in dire circumstances. That should be the CAPTCHA for Twitter. When you log in, it shouldn't ask you to pick three stoplights. It should ask you, are you reporting a natural disaster? An authoritarian government? Whistleblowing? Harassment by the police? Or are you defending Beyonce? Then, and only then, should you get to tweet. Outside of that, what the f*** is the upside of anyone tweeting? Why should I tweet? Why should you tweet? Think of the process. You share your opinion, you argue with people, and then potentially lose your job. That's if you're a civilian or a celebrity. It's a platform with no dialogue, no grace, no forgiveness. It's all ISIS beheadings and clout. And the only thing worse than Twitter's features are its users. Not the lurkers. Lurkers were normal. I'm talking about the power users flooding your timeline. The amount these psychos tweet is on another level. George Takei has tweeted 103,000 times since he joined. That comes out to 23 tweets a day. George, you can have opinions, but I shouldn't be able to set my watch to them. Dude, Mike Cernovich has tweeted 200,000 times. That's 48 tweets a day. How the f*** do you have that many opinions? I'm a guy, and I only have two opinions. I love the Sacramento Kings, and real talk, Chipotle has kind of fallen off. That's it. Wajahat Ali, he's a friend of mine and a writer for the New York Times, brag. Waj has tweeted 185,200 times. Waj, I have a message from your family. We miss you, Dad. Look up. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Put the crack pipe down and leave Twitter like you said you would. What happened to the mass exodus when Elon took over? I thought all you guys were going to Twitter Canada. Mastodon. Find me on Mastodon. You can catch me on Mastodon, you f***ing cowards. And for the people who still think it has value, you're wrong. You know this deep down. You f***ing feel it here. You bitch about Elon all the time, but you won't quit. You don't even have the willpower to live up to your own values. You don't give a f*** about your values. You don't give a f***. You care more about your brand than progress. You don't want to write on Twitter. You want to write on Succession, but you're not talented enough to write for Succession, and neither am I. I want out of the media grift. Do you understand? I want my mind back. I f***ing hate this place. I hate Twitter. I want out. Give me my mind back. Free my mind from f***ing Yashar Ali's tweets, please.
Help.
Oh, what am I doing? What am I doing? My daughter's here. What am I doing? Oh my God. I'm the living embodiment of Twitter. I'm judging other people without changing anything about myself. Let me channel the fake Gandhi quote I saw on Twitter. Maybe I need to be the change I wish to see in the world. F*** this, I'm leaving Twitter. I'm leaving Twitter. I'm leaving this hellscape right now. Let's do this right now. You think I'm doing this? This is real. This is real. And just like everybody on Twitter, I'm making a long, annoying announcement about it right here. You got that? Yeah, let's do it. Oh, yeah. Let's get the out of here. Deactivate. Yes, deactivate. Goodbye. I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. So what do I do now? I guess I can actually go to the town square and meet people in real life. Hang out with my wife, kiss my children, you know, touch grass. It's a big world out there, and I want to live in it. We had a fun ride, trolls and bad faith actors. Oh, and by the way, if you hate this on Twitter, I could give a because I'm not there. Join me in the real world. And hey, in case I don't see ya, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
In the 1980s and 90s, New York City needed a tough cop like Detective Louis Scarcella.
Putting bad guys away, there's no feeling like it in the world.
He was the guy who made sure the worst killers were brought to justice.
That's one version.
This guy is a piece of shit.
Derek Hamilton was put away for murder by Detective Scarcella.
In prison, Derek turned himself into the best jailhouse lawyer of his generation.
And the law was my girlfriend. This is my only way to freedom.
Derek and other convicted murderers
started a law firm behind bars.
We never knew we had the same cop in the case. Scarcella.
We got to show that he's a corrupt cop.
They can go f*** themselves.
I'm Steve Fishman.
And I'm Dax Devlin Ross. And this is The Burden.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And to hear episodes 1 week early and ad-free with exclusive bonus content, subscribe to True Crime Clubhouse on Apple Podcasts.
Well, that's it for our show tonight.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
In the 90s, New York detective Louis Scarcella locked up the worst criminals.
putting bad guys away. There's no feeling like it.
Then jailhouse lawyers took aim, led by Derek Hamilton.
Scott Sully took me to the precinct and lied.
20 men eventually walked free. Now, in the Burden podcast, after a decade of silence, Louis Scarsella finally tells his story, and so does Derek Hamilton. Listen to the Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.